You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Titus, chapter 1 and verse 16. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Brethren, the scripture says there are people that profess to know God. If you ask them, are you born again? They will say they are born again. They will tell you that they are Christians. They go to church, so to say. They profess to know God. He says, but in works, I want you to note that in works, plural, they deny him. Brethren, it is not what people profess about God that reveals who they are with God. It is how they live their lives. It's not what they profess. The fact that somebody says, I'm a Christian, I'm born again, I go to church, I'm this, it really doesn't matter. You only need to look at the life of that person and you will be able to tell if this person has touched Jesus or not. And also, it's a warning, be careful. You may be professing to know God, but you may not know him. Your life may reveal that you don't know him. Please stop deceiving yourself. Sit down today and let God truly encounter you. He says, in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient. You can't be living in disobedience and say, I love God. You can't be living in disobedience and say, I know God. Which God did you know? How can you be living in sin and you'll be talking about God? You know, today, I even see prostitutes that are even praying to God to guide them. And they are sincere. They are praying that prayer. They are not being funny or mischievous. To them, they are praying to God. If you talk to them, at interval, you see them say, oh, Jesus, my Lord. Oh, my God. And you just be wondering, they have all the language that we use in the Christian community. But yet, they deny him. The Bible says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They deny God by how you live. Brethren, it's not what you proclaim. It's not what you profess. It's not what you say about yourself that matters. It's how you live. You say, oh, you know in the heart, your heart of heart that you believe in God. You know in your heart of heart that you are a child of God. And you are doing the very thing that God hates. You are doing the very thing that God says you should come out of. You are doing the very thing that God says you should put off. He says, put off the old man and his deeds. Fornication, adultery, lasciviousness, uncleanliness, greed, envy, jealousy, division, heresies, and the like, hatred. But you are still walking in those things and you are professing to know God. You don't know him. He says they profess to know God, but in works they deny him. They are abominable. And then you announce, he says, and disqualify for every good work. You see, he says, by their works, they deny him, but they are also disqualified from every good work. I just pray you will understand the difference between this. See, just take it as their fruit does not honor Jesus. Any life whose fruit does not honor Jesus, I want to tell you, that life does not know Jesus. If the way you are living your life does not point men to Christ, does not glorify Jesus, you have not known him. You are only deceiving yourself. And I'm sure you know you can't deceive God. My prayer today is that if this is your life, that you will sit down and ask God to meet you fresh and new. And I want to also say, this is how we know men. We don't know men because they are preaching. That's what they are professing. We know men by how they live. A man is a preacher, but he's beating his wife. A man is a preacher, but he's going out of his marriage to do something. He's now sleeping with another woman. And you say, but he's a pastor. He is not a pastor. You are only giving him the title. That man does not know God. My prayer is that you will truly know God and profess true godliness today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.